Wednesday, the 17th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, for the rest of this week, I want us to have a little bit of a closer look at the readings, at some of the readings and some of the stories that come after those readings that we will find in Sunday's liturgy. And I want us to start today by looking at the psalm, and just maybe to remind all of you, when we're looking at the psalm, you'll see if you look in your missal, it's called the responsorial psalm. And I was chatting to some kids recently and I realized they didn't know why it was called the responsorial psalm. And they thought it was called that because we have the response to the psalm. So when we're talking about the response to the psalm, that's that little bit in the psalm that we repeat after each verse. So on Sunday, the response to the psalm will be, "The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want." But the whole of the psalm is called responsorial because in fact we're responding normally in the psalm to the first reading. So the psalm is a kind of response to the theme or the movement, if you like, of the first reading. And in the first reading and in the gospel, because the first reading and the gospel on Sundays are also linked, we're going to be hearing about sheep and shepherds. And so the responsorial psalm will be Psalm 23. And I want us to look at this because I think it's one of those psalms that's actually quite easy for us as kids to get our heads around. In fact, this whole image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is a lovely image for us to be thinking about when we're thinking about Jesus. So let's have a little think and let's look at the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Okay, so that starts us off right at the beginning. When you hear those words, immediately you're thinking, what is a shepherd? That's right, guys. It's somebody who looks after the sheep. We get the word shepherd from the word for sheep. It's the person who looks after the sheep or the goats or the cows. They're all shepherds. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want because God looks after us. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. So there are two difficult words in there, aren't there? Pastures. Pastures are really the fields where we find sheep or horses or cows grazing. Those are called pastures. So pasture land is land that's allowed to grow wild. And in the psalm we see it's not just wild and maybe a little bit bushy and mostly sand. It's fresh and green, which is exactly, if we were sheep, what we would like the most. And then the next little word, where he gives me repose. So repose also means rest. Kind of place of restfulness, of peaceful rest. Near, and then we hear that word rest coming up immediately after repose. Near restful waters, God leads me. God revives my soul. So that means the waters aren't dangerous. We're not going to drown in them. They're gentle. And that lovely word revive. When we drink water, we revive. It gives us life. And that's how God is. God is reviving our soul. He guides me along the right path for the sake of his name. So it's kind of this idea that all through our life, God is gently telling us what the right path is. And we know it because of our conscience. So if your conscience is telling you this is not a good thing to be doing, that's actually the little whisper of the Holy Spirit in your heart telling you, don't do this. And then there's this very interesting bit. Even if I should walk in the valley of death, no evil will I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about even when things are hard and scary and I'm worried, God is with us. And the psalmist is saying, even when I go through the most terrible things like death, God is with us and comforts us. And then something I think we can all relate to. You have prepared a table for me. Yum. That's literally what the psalmist is meaning. There's lots of good food where God is. The psalmist is using the analogy of food to say we will be well fed. Our bodies and our spirits will be taken care of. in the sight of my foes. That's in the sight of everybody who doesn't like me very much. So even though there may be people around who don't like me, still I will be well fed. This is a very old-fashioned thing that we don't necessarily do so much anymore. But my head you have anointed with oil. Well, maybe some of us do it. Who here uses oil products on their hair? Or perhaps granny or mommy or gogo does that. There's this old thing of putting oil on our heads. And the modern variant would be hair products and skin products like cream. Something that makes our faces glow. Somewhere else in the scriptures it says oil to make our faces glow. And my cup is overflowing, so it's completely full. And then the last bit is my favorite. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house, so in God's house, I will dwell for length of days unending, or forever and ever. So, now I'm going to invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to read the psalm through slowly together as a prayer, because that's what the psalm is, of course. It's a very, very ancient prayer written about 3,000 years ago, and still we are praying it. Now I want you to hear those words in your heart. Feel them inside of yourself. So close your eyes. We'll begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me. He revives my soul. He guides me along the right path for the sake of his name. Though I should walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. You have prepared a table before me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell, for the length of days unending. Amen.